Well, happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great Christmas weekend celebrating with family and friends. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And as you celebrated this past week, I hope that you had the opportunity to celebrate with a spirit of worship. And this series that we've been in called Evermore Proclaim, it's really been talking about that struggle, that internal contradiction sometimes where, you know, the mistletoe kind of trumps the meaning of Christmas. We've said that Christmas reveals the songs of your heart. The reality is we sing these Christmas carols, but sometimes our heart is really disconnected from our words. That Christmas is all about the birth and the coming of our Savior. And as much as we enjoy the gifts and family time and food and all of those things, it's really a celebration of the reality that God wants to be with us. And so for Christmas Eve, we talked about through the lens of the song, O Holy Night. We talked about that passage there early on in Luke as there's this back and forth between Zechariah and the angel and Mary and the angel as they talk about what the essence of Christmas was going to be about. And the reason that the night was holy was not because of the serenity that it brought, but Christmas is holy, we said, because Jesus is holy. And Jesus, when he came to us, he was God in the flesh, God, a very God of heaven, creator God. Think of him in that light. I am. He was holiness and humility wrapped in humanity. And I think the thing that draws us to Jesus so much is that he's both. It's not an either or. It's not a 50-50 split. He's 100% both. He's holy God, and yet he humbled himself to come to us in human form, wrapped in humanity. And so, you know, Christmas really is kind of a humbling time for us because we are humble, because we're frail, because we need him. And all of this really kind of mirrors the origins of the song, O Holy Night. You know, it really began when a Catholic priest in 1847 in France felt like the Christmas service, the Christmas mass needed to be spiced up a little bit. So he reached out to a local wine commissioner who wrote some poetry and asked him to write a poem. So when the wine commissioner was done, he thought it was so good, it should be a song. So he reached out to his friend who was a Jewish songwriter and asked him to write music for it. And so then Christmas Eve, 1847, kind of in the wine country of France, you had the first singing of Cantique de Noël, which eventually becomes O Holy Night. And what's interesting about the song is that the wine commissioner ends up leaving the church for political reasons. And then other local priests find out that it was a Jewish songwriter who wrote the music, and then he doesn't even believe in the Messiah. And so the music kind of gets shelved for a while. And it's this interesting mixture of singing about the holiness of God mixed up with the brokenness and flawed nature of humanity. And it just reminds us that God's strength is what covers our weakness. And, you know, one of the lines, you know, in the song, it just reminds us that God teaches us to love one another. And it's not just that Christmas is good news for you and me, but it's good news for the whole world. You know that line in the song that says the slave is our brother. And it's Christmas just wasn't divine for the Hebrew people who originally heard it, or in our day, for Hispanic people or Asian people or African people or Anglo people, for American people, for, you know, a specific country or a specific culture. Christmas is good news for the world. Because we are broken, this song says that we can all be brothers and sisters. The only person who can do, the only person who can bring us together, he had to be holy and he had to be humble. And that was the baby that we celebrated in Jesus. So as you're starting and beginning to think about a new year and next steps, I hope you enjoyed yesterday and our Sunday off worshiping at home with your family. But I hope you'll come back this Sunday and join us again as we start, as we launch a brand new year, thinking about what the future could look like as God uses your life as a light to push back the darkness. I'll pray for us, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray as you begin your day. God, thank you that you are holy and humble, the sacrificer, God, the one, the Lamb of God that we needed to take away our sins. And so, God, as we have a little bit of time, maybe off last week and this week, just to reflect, we're so grateful for your love and your leadership, so grateful for your providential care in our lives. God, we pray for folks who this is not an easy time of year for them. There's a grieving, there's loss, Lord, that kind of comes along with this season at times. So God, we just pray for your nearness and your presence. We are submitted, surrendered, wholly yours today, God. And we just pray that you will use our lives to glorify yourself and to make a difference in the world. Now you take the opportunity to pray.